So you're attending the traditional Latin Mass, and you've got yourself a traditional Latin Missal. I have several with me here. I've got my favorite, the Father Lassant New Roman Missal. I've got the Great Angelus Press one. This is a 1962 Missal. I've also got another one of my favorites, the St. Andrew's Daily Missals. And a lot of people, when they're new to this, are a little confused on how to set up a missal. And the confusion I found chiefly lies in their incorrect belief that the color of the ribbons should somehow correspond to the liturgical year. So they're going to try to put purple in Advent or Lent, and they're going to put green in the Sundays after Pentecost, and they'll put black over on the Requiem, and so on and so forth. And that's not the right way to do it. It's true that the ribbons do match the liturgical seasons, but you don't use them that way in the missal. So most missals have 5 to 6 ribbons. And I recommend right off the top that you tie a knot on the end of every missal. On the end of every ribbon. This keeps them from getting frayed. There's nothing worse than seeing a beautiful missal, leather missal, and to see frayed ribbons. I really hate that. So as soon as I get any kind of missal or religious book, I always knot the end of the ribbons. That keeps them from fraying. It also helps you grab them and not slip off and open the book to where you want to go. Now, you can completely ignore the color of the ribbons. And by the way, the ribbons are usually gold, white, violet, green, red, black, so on. The colors of vestments. They're not for marking the liturgical seasons. Now, I would recommend, again, there's usually 5 or 6 ribbons. Based on 5 ribbons, this is where you put the ribbons for a flawless use of a missal. The first ribbon, and by first I don't mean like the one on this edge of the closest to the book on the edge of the binding. I'm just saying there needs to be one ribbon at the beginning of the Mass. So this should be at the Aspergus or the prayer to the foot of the altar. All right, so put one ribbon there. Now take a ribbon and put a ribbon at the beginning of the Roman canon, at the Holy, 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 Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus. So you have a ribbon at the beginning of Mass and a ribbon at the beginning of the canon. The reason for this, for me as a father, I find that I'm not moving the first ribbon at the beginning of the Mass along with the Mass. I just kind of, when Mass begins, I take that ribbon, open it up, I'm at the beginning of Mass. And I can follow along. But usually somewhere around the sermon, creed, offertory, I'm dealing with children. I have 8 kids. So that means the missal closes. And usually I'm trying to get back into it at the canon. So that's why I have a ribbon there. But it's also helpful because you'll probably close your missal at the sermon, after the gospel, sermon, creed. You're probably going to put it down. So when it comes time to bring it back up, you either want your ribbon at the offertory or just a page over at the beginning of the Roman canon. So ribbon, one ribbon at the beginning of Mass, one ribbon at the beginning, either right at the offertory at the beginning of the Sanctus in the canon. Then you're going to put another ribbon in the cycle of the Sundays. So for example, if it's the 4th Sunday of Lent, you're going to put a ribbon right there. And after that Mass is over on Sunday, you're going to move it to the 5th Sunday of Lent. Okay? So this is the ribbon of your Sunday worship. And then you're going to take another ribbon, so far up to 4 ribbons, and you're going to put that ribbon where the date is. So, for example, if it's March 19th, you're going to put that ribbon on March 19th, which is St. Joseph, by the way. And then the next day, you'll just move it over to March 20th. So if you're going to daily Mass, this is going to give you the day that you're on, the propers for each one. And in another video, we talked about the ordinary parts of the Mass and the proper parts of the Mass. So make sure you watch that. This ribbon, this daily ribbon, it's on the date, it's going to give you the daily Masses or the commemorations for a Sunday Mass. And you have another ribbon for your Sunday. So this will go, you know, first Lent, second Sunday of Lent, third Sunday in Lent, so on, all the way up through Easter and then through Pentecost and Sundays after and on and on and on. And then for your fifth ribbon, what I like to do, and I mostly use the Father Lassance missile. This one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So another good reason to have Father Lassance. He has 6 ribbons. And notice those beautiful knots right there. At the back of the Father Lassance missile is a account of feast and lives of the saints. And what I do is I keep my black or the last, whatever your missile is, I keep that there, and it gives you like a little paragraph, sometimes 2 paragraphs of who the saint is of the day, like a little bio. So St. Francis Xavier or St. Barbara, St. Nicholas, St. Ambrose. And that way, if I'm early to Mass or I'm staying after Mass or whatever, I can just open that up and I kind of learn about the saint for the day. Or if, you know, I'm at home and I'm not going to Mass, I can open that up and say, what's the saint? Oh, yeah, today's St. Damasus. And then I'll read the little description on December 11th and learn about St. Damasus. So that's how I set my ribbons up. You can also use a 6th ribbon or your 5th ribbon instead of marking that section in the back of the Father Lassance missile. Some people use that ribbon for First Fridays, so the Sacred Heart Mass, or for Saturday Masses for the Blessed Virgin Mary, or for a Requiem Mass. Or some missals have like a little a prayer book section, like daily prayers. You can put that ribbon there. But the important ones are, and we'll just close with this with a review, put a ribbon at the beginning of Mass, put a ribbon at the offertory or the beginning of the Sanctus in the Roman canon, put a ribbon on the Sunday for the year, put a ribbon on the date of the year, so for example, March 19th, and then your extra ribbon or two, you can put on Masses that are very regular, for example, First Friday, Masses of Our Lady on Saturday, Requiems, or if there are devotional parts in your missal that you refer to regularly, put a missal there. And that's it. Once the ribbons are in there, the only ones that really move are the Sunday ribbon and then the daily ribbon. Everything else kind of stays where they're at, and it's very convenient. Mine's set up. Occasionally, my 4-year-old in the pew will find it and then just take all the ribbons and pull all of them out, and then I have an extra 2 or 3 minutes of penance while I reset everything. So that is how you use a traditional Latin missal. Thanks for being a student at the New St. Thomas Institute. We'll continue to learn about the Roman Rite and how to attend the traditional Latin Mass in videos to come. God bless. Sorry.